Hello, everybody. Cal Banion here. Cal Banion's Hypnosis Etc. on CalBanion.com. If you're watching this video on anywhere except CalBanion.com, that's the best place to go because there we have all the videos. We have the text and links and images that go with each video that just makes each video more complete and gives some additional information. All right. So excited. Today we're going to talk about something that I think you folks in the computer world might be interested in. What if there was a way for you to have a really, really low overhead practice? What if you could have clients come to you from all over the state, all over the country, all over the world? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today, and that is doing remote sessions. We'll give you some tips, tricks, and techniques about doing that and good, high-quality remote sessions. And my co-host today, just like last time, is Erica Flint. Erica Flint is an amazing individual. She's really come up in the profession in a short period of time. She's smart. She's caring. She started off in the world of computer science, computer engineering, that kind of stuff. And one day she said, you know what? I want to work with the most powerful mind that we know, computer that we know, the human mind. And she got interested in hypnosis. She took a local class and it whetted her appetite, but it wasn't enough to really get her launched as a business. She heard about my 5-Path DVD set. She got that, she reviewed it, and off she took. And then she beefed it up by coming to my Week of Power class, live training. And now she's, I think, a really real up-and-comer in the profession. She speaks at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention, Solid Gold Weekend. She has an article in the National Guild of Hypnotists Journal of Hypnotism, and she writes for the 5-Pathers Journal. Wow! You've come a long way, baby.
Thank you, Cal. Yeah, it has been a lot of really amazing things. There's so many great opportunities out there for hypnotists. And, I mean, really, Cal, it's just limitless, isn't it?
Do you really feel like it's a good old boys network anymore? I mean, I don't think so.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, there are more opportunities for people in this profession than ever before. I see people doing things. I still see people doing direct mail. I see people doing podcasts, YouTube videos. I see people doing Facebook Live videos, AdWords. I see people doing it all. I mean, really, we can do anything at all. And I see women rising in the profession all the time. I see new people with their heart in the right place and a lot of passion rising in the profession. So really, it's a fantastic time to be a hypnotist.
And I can tell you, I talked to the president and other people in the National Guild of Hypnotists that are really the leaders, and the National Guild of Hypnotists is looking actively for new people, young people, women, that it doesn't really matter your age or your gender. It has to do with, do you have the passion? Are you doing the work? Do you have something to share? If you do, the NGH is ready to reach out to you and put you in the limelight, and you've discovered that to be true, isn't it?
Yes, I have. I've definitely discovered that to be true because I've been in the business now for 4 years professionally, a year before that. And so, it's been a great journey thus far. And there's a lot of things to do and a lot of people to help. So there's plenty of other room for lots of other people to do really neat things.
Awesome. All right, let's get into the topic.
All right. Well, first, Cal, I need to introduce everybody to you. Cal Banion is the authority on hypnosis that works. He teaches things that work in the office every single day. And he's been in the profession for 20 years. He has won every single award from the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the oldest and largest hypnosis professional organization in the world. He's an author. He's a trainer. He has appeared on television and radio talking about hypnosis, talking about his books. And he's the trainer of some of the best in the profession. He is the one that the experts in the field turn to when they have questions. And he's had a profound impact on my career. It started when I got my 5-Path DVD set, and it's just taken off from there. And I am so pleased to be sharing this information with you guys today because, kind of piggybacking on the topic here, which is like what's coming next, this topic is all about working remotely with clients. So, Cal, what do you think about that?
I wonder what you mean by remotely. Are you talking about some kind of hypno-psychic?
That's right. Over video is specifically what I'm talking about. A lot of hypnotists or a lot of people out there are familiar with a couple pieces of technology. Skype for remote sessions where your client is on a video and the hypnotist is on a video and you're in different cities, different locations. So that's what I'm talking about. But it could also be, I suppose you could also talk about just over the telephone. However, today we're going to be specifically talking about video. So doing a hypnosis session with somebody where you're seeing them on a video screen, whether that's your laptop or a monitor or something like that.
Perfect. You know, I really think that this is something that I remember some people, we called it Skype gnosis, but now we got FaceTime and we got all these different kinds of video, live video streams that we can use. And I really think this is something that our profession needs to really look at more seriously. I think you told me that there's an app or something now for counselors. What was it you were telling me about earlier?
Well, the app that I like to use for this instead of Skype. Oh, you mean on Facebook for the, it's a bot for counseling. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. What's the bot thing you were talking about?
Some type of automated bot that is going to respond to text analytics to help people with counseling type problems. I just saw this. There's some really cool work being done. As a matter of fact, in my previous profession as a software engineer, there's some fantastic work being done in text analytics there. And, you know, my previous employer has some really cool technology on how to use computers to analyze sentiment, right? The meaning of the words that people are using in a sentence in order to help people. So I think that's really fascinating. I don't know the name of the bot, though. Sorry.
Okay, so.
All right, so here's what I want to share. I do think that this is an important thing to do. We want to make it as easy as possible for people to work with us. Now, I prefer to work with people face-to-face. However, it's not always possible. As a matter of fact, the first couple of times that I worked with somebody remotely, it was over Skype, and it was because I had already worked with them before, and then they moved. So they moved across the country, and they're like, Erica, can we do another session? It was so helpful. I had already built rapport with that client. We already had, you know, that communication set up. And so I started doing remote sessions with that person. That was many years ago. And now we have better technology. So I think the better the technology gets, meaning higher quality communication and networks, then we don't have some of the problems that we used to have. Some of the problems were just dropped connections and those types of things. So what I'm going to share with you guys today is how to make the most of this, how to do this successfully with clients. Anything else you want to say there, Cal, about your experience with that? Or,
well, I was thinking, you know, what's, you know, so maybe you could say like two or three of the real downsides. I think you talked about one is, and it's not as bad of a problem before, is just, you know, video dropping out, right?
Yeah, so video dropping out or the connection not being as clear. You're not going to be able to see your client's entire body, right? So you're going to have to adjust, and we'll talk about that, but you're going to have to adjust some of your techniques. You're not going to be able, clearly you're not going to be able to touch them or do a hand drop or those types of things. You're not going to be able to do that. And for me, one of the things that I didn't like about it was that I was doing it on a computer screen that was, my laptop computer screen was kind of small. And so my client's face was small and that didn't feel right to me. So the energy didn't feel right. And so what I suggest doing now, first of all, is you want to test this out with your potential client first and have really good, you want to have some good technology. Make sure you have a good high-speed connection. And I recommend a larger screen, definitely, so that when you're looking at your client, it appears as though they're real life size, right?
You know, I'm kind of surprised that you, being the computer person you are, that you don't have like at least a 36-inch computer screen.
I do. As a matter of fact, I have like four of them. The problem is that I didn't have the video component hooked to that screen properly. And so, I'm a big believer in having the right monitor. As a matter of fact, it's hard for me to work without a dual screen, really. But I didn't think in this case that it was going to be that big of a deal, but it ended up being an important aspect. So definitely the high-quality equipment, high-quality internet is really important.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I have like two 24-inch screens, like one here and one there. I just got to have that real estate or I start feeling really boxed in.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you. And when you, when you're able to look at a screen and it looks as if you are looking right at your client, their real size, and you can see their face, then I think that's what's really important. So here's how you do that. And this is something that I learned that I think is really important. The first thing you want to do, and I offer free consultations with all of my clients ahead of time so that we can talk and they feel good about working with me and I can share with them how the process works, that type of a thing. I think it's really common to do free consultations. I want to do a test. I want to do the test consultation with them using video. And here's why it's so important. Because a lot of times, you, here it is, you don't want to be doing tech support with your client. You're a hypnotist, and there's people out there, I mean, they might have the best of intentions, but they want to do a remote session with you, but when it comes right down to the free consult, they don't have it set up properly. And then you spend the first 20 minutes of the session just helping them get their microphone set up or just helping them with other aspects, or maybe they haven't installed the software, and now it's really wasting your time. So the consultation that you do with a client with the potential working with them remotely, do the consultation remotely as well.
I think that's really good because you get a feeling for how competent are they at just running their own system, right?
And it's really necessary to do that. So what I do is I just created a quick, I think like 5-minute video, and here's how to prepare for your consultation with me. And then I share with them the software that I like to use, the headset. I want to have really high quality sound. I don't want somebody just sitting there with a little handheld phone, right? They're not going to be able to hold their phone for that long a period of time. So the test, I call it a test consult. It really is a test. It's a test for you, the hypnotist, to understand if you believe you're going to be able to help your client remotely or if the technology is going to get in the way. That's really the bottom line there, because you don't want anything getting in the way.
You see, one thing, I think this is such an important topic because I think this is going to become more and more commonplace as time goes on. And then what we're also going to notice is that the technology will be less and less in the way and more commonplace to be, you know, doing stuff video online. So right now it's kind of like in the car industry with the Model A, you know, Model T cars running around, where we're still very mixed up in the technology, but it will become something that is very, very commonplace. I can imagine people even having doctor's appointments and things like that, you know, over the internet.
And you even see laptops now with an integrated camera, right? And that's exactly what we're talking about here. High quality integrated camera in these devices, interconnected devices. So it's getting easier and easier. But again, you still want to make sure that your client is able to kind of follow instruction, click on the thing to install the software that you want to, them to use. I think that high quality audio is an absolute must. You really need to be able to hear your client, and they need to be able to hear you. So that's really important too. Can you hear them? Can you see them? What is the quality of the connection? And just verify that it's going to work, and you're going to be able to do a great hypnosis session with them.
You know, I'm really thinking about so many, like I do a lot of training like you do, teaching, bringing people into the profession. And one of the challenges is the cost of getting started, you know, renting an office, getting the furniture, you know, all this stuff. And, you know, you already have everything you need probably, or you're less than $100 away from having everything you need. I mean, if you have to buy a webcam and a headset to being in business when you're doing it online. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. And then, and at the very least, you're able to just communicate with people and have that consult with them and reach out to them right away. So, you know, video is really huge right now because we get to see somebody. We get to actually see them talk and speak and how they're behaving, right? All right. So the next thing is you want to give your client instruction on what to do. So this is part of what I consider kind of like a help document. So I will send my client, here's what to do. And the first thing, you know, here's the software that I want you to install. If you don't have a headset, get this headset. It's like $20, something like that. The second thing is, here's what to do. So the first thing I want them to do is really make sure that they are in a location that is safe and comfortable and where they will not be disturbed. Can't stress this enough. You know, so many of my clients that I've shared with, you know, a place where you won't be disturbed. Okay, they say that that's the case. But then in the middle of the session, a kid comes and opens the door, a kitty jumps in their lap, and it is disruptive. So this is definitely why that test consult at the beginning is going to help reveal some of these issues, get some of the kinks out. Because if a kitty jumps in their lap, or the dog is barking to go outside, or a kid walks in the door, that's something that you can have a conversation with them right then and say, that's something that we need to avoid because it's disrupting the session, especially if the client has to stop to do something. It's one thing if they just hear a dog barking, because that can happen anywhere. That can happen in your own office, right? In your downtown office or something. But if they have to get up out of the chair and let the dog outside, that is disruptive to the session, especially if it happens all the time.
You know, I know you haven't had a chance to read it yet, but perfect example. So five pathers, everyone, all of our graduates, Erica is mine, Celeste, when they become five pathers, they become a member of the Five Path Association, and you get the journal, Five Path Journal, which is articles by five pathers for five pathers. And this quarter we have a new writer who is writing about this particular topic, and she talks about doing a first session with her client, and behind her, the client, she sees in the video stream a man walk into the room with a big butcher knife. And she's like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? And he starts to walk up behind her, and then all of a sudden, the client, this man, walks into the room with this big butcher knife, and then he asks his wife, who was getting the session, if she knew where the sharpener was. She never told her husband that she was going to have a hypnosis session and to leave her alone. So can you imagine what that would be like to be the hypnotist in the background? You see this man walk into the room with a big butcher knife. Ah! So yeah, I think what you've got there is a really great solution.
That sounds like the beginning of a horror movie or something, Cal.
I know when I talked to her about doing this article, she goes, I don't know if I should put that in there or not. I go, oh, you absolutely have to put that in the article.
Right. And so that's why it's so important to stress with them that you need them to lock the door. Oh, no, no, my kids won't come in. You know, they know that I'm doing the session. No, they won't. They forget, you know. So the test session is really valuable in that way. All right, so the third thing is you have to take extra time to really connect with your client. Now, we talk about building rapport, which is about building trust and really connecting with your client so they trust you, and that makes the hypnosis session easier. But remotely, it takes even more time and more effort. So take that extra time to really connect with your client at the very beginning of the session. Keep in mind, you know, even though it's video, there's thousands of miles in between there. You're not seeing the full person. So just note that it will take you probably a little bit extra time to build that rapport at the very beginning and to connect with them every single time, because you're not going to be able to greet them in the same way. You're not going to be able to give them a hug, shake their hand. You're not going to be able to pull the chair out for them or do some of the things that you might be accustomed to doing when your client is actually coming into your office. What do you think about that, Kyle?
Perfect. I'm going to get out of your way and let you finish up.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, then there's modifications that you're going to need to make. So if you're accustomed to touching your client, lifting up their wrist and dropping it, or tapping them on the forehead or rocking their forehead, of course, you're not going to be able to do that. And you can make modifications there. You can have your client do it themselves. You can just, you know, remove that part of the hypnosis session. Keep in mind that, you know, and I think you say this, Cal, hypnosis is not brain surgery or something. So we can make modifications, and guess what? It still works, right?
That's right, because they don't know you're leaving stuff out.
Right, yeah, absolutely. They don't know exactly what's supposed to happen. All right, so now the last thing that I wanted to share is that this can work really well. It's up to you, the hypnotist, to know that it's going to work. So it's really important that you as the hypnotist feel really confident in your ability to do this. And so I think that you have to hold on to that belief that hypnosis can work remotely, and you're going to make it work. High-quality equipment, having the right software. So this is where I want to leave this with. My preference is to pay for software. I know that there's free software out there to do this. You don't get support with free software. And if you're running a professional business, please pay the $10 a month for supported software. My preference right now is Zoom. Zoom is a professional webcasting and web video conferencing supported service. If you have any problems at all, people are going to help you. When you go with the free services, you don't get help, things break, and there's really nothing that you can do about it, because guess what? It's free. So if you're running a professional business, you know, pay for the professional software that's going to help you do that. There, you know, and there's going to be more software that comes out all the time that changes. But my belief on this is when you pay for the software, you're going to get higher quality software, and then you get that integrated support. What do you think about that, Cal?
I think we're cutting edge. We're cutting edge. There's people out here that are watching this video right now that said, wow, I've never thought of that. And now they can look into it. And let me tell you something I say all the time. If you can't afford to do it right, then you can't afford to do it. And this isn't very much money that she's talking about, that Erica's talking about. So if you're thinking about doing this, and they probably, usually with something like that, they give you like a week or two or three free trial, right? And then after that, it's $10 a month or whatever.
Yeah, very good. All right. So everyone, thank you for joining today. I hope that you consider using doing remote sessions with your client. The technology is getting better. High-speed internet is almost everywhere. We have great software to help with this now. It really is a matter of setting things up properly for you and your client, and then knowing that it's going to work, making some slight adjustments, and then paying for the right stuff so that you can do it really seamlessly. Now, my name is Erica Flint. You can find me at CascadeHypnosisTraining.com. I have a class in September and another class in January, so I hope to see you in class and online.
All right. Thank you very much. It's a super important topic. And let me just tell you that, of course, I have classes coming up also. This is our National Guild of Hypnotists approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course, the same course that Erica is talking about, except it's with me at our center here in Dallas, Texas. That's 10 days long. You're going to eat, sleep, and poop hypnosis. And what the result of that is coming out feeling confident and being competent. So October, we've got a class coming up. This year, 2017, then 2018, we have January and we have July. And if you're watching this in another time, in 2018 or 19, just go to calbanyan.com and go and check out my course schedule. All right, make sure you become a VIP member of this podcast. Somewhere around this video, somewhere up there, down there inside, it depends on where when you're looking at it, there's somewhere it says become a VIP member. When you become a VIP member, this is what happens. It's free. I send you a link to a web page that has all of our videos, the whole list by title. You click on the title of interest, takes you to the page where the video and all the supporting content is. Also, I'll send you a message every time we put up a new video. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.